Is June the perfect month? I don't think it gets much better than this. I always say that May is my favorite month. I love the feeling of rebirth and growth that happens in the month of May. June, though, is a very close second. Being from New England, I have always thought of June as the perfect month. It is warm, but not too hot or humid. Everything is green and lush and blooming. I am greeted every morning by happy birds and lulled to sleep by the sound of crickets. There is nothing that I don't like about June. Once June rolls around, I already have everything planted. Our last frost occasionally happens as late as the middle to end of May, so the last weekend in May has always been my planting time. June arrives, and I'm ready to enjoy. I start each morning by checking my baby plants, carefully pulling any weeds that have started to pop up. I make sure that everything is well watered and thriving. It gets my day started just right to be out in the warm morning air, listening to birds, and enjoying my garden. I was looking to find fun things to celebrate and do in the month of June. I was curious as to what we have for national days and started doing a little research. Did you know that June 7th is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day? Chocolate is my absolute favorite ice cream flavor, so I have a very good excuse to go and enjoy some. It is also National Donut Day. I think there is an opportunity there for Donut Sundays, just a thought. But it's not just about the treats. June boasts a lineup of meaningful observances, too. From celebrating the bonds of friendship on National Best Friends Day, June 8th, to embracing the beauty around us on Making Life Beautiful Day, June 11th, there's a spirit of camaraderie and appreciation woven into the month. And let's not forget June 10th, a day tailor-made for herb enthusiasts to revel in their fragrant gardens, or June 17th, a gentle reminder to savor the bounty of the earth on National Eat Your Veggies Day. As June marches on, we're treated to the grand arrival of summer with the summer solstice on June 20th. While New England might not experience a huge change in weather at that point, the elongated daylight hours are a welcomed embrace. June also has some very interesting week-long observations. My favorite is National Pollinator Week, June 17th through June 23rd. Pollinators are the unsung heroes of any garden. They are the little helper bees, pun intended, that makes all our gardens possible. They deserve their own week. They should actually have their own month. Those are just some of the fun days that happen in the month of June. I can't wait to join in on some of these fun days to celebrate such a great time of year. How about you? Does June hold a special place in your heart?